Part 6. Why did Jehovah create us? Paragraph 1. Question. What was Solomon's conclusion on the meaning of life? What will getting to know Jehovah mean for you? Among other things, it will mean finding the answer to a question that puzzles billions. Why am I here? You may have wondered about that at one time or another. A wise king who had riches greater than all the other kings of his day examined that question concerning the meaning of life. 2 Chronicles 9:22. This king, Solomon, had at his disposal great power, abundant riches, and incomparable wisdom. What was the result of his exploration? The conclusion of the matter, everything having been heard, is, fear the true God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole obligation of man. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Since the extent of Solomon's experience surpasses that of most people, his conclusion is at least worth our consideration. Paragraph 2. Question. What does fear of God mean? The fear of God, to which Solomon referred, is not a morbid fear of an unknown spirit force. Rather, it is a wholesome dread of displeasing someone you dearly love. If you love a person deeply, you certainly want to please that person at all times and avoid doing anything that might offend him. As you come to love Jehovah, you will feel the same way about him. Paragraph 3. Question. What was Jehovah's purpose in creating humans? By reading the Bible, you can learn about our Creator's likes and dislikes, as well as his purpose in creating the earth. Describing Jehovah as the former of the earth and the maker of it, the Bible also calls him the one who firmly established it, who did not create it simply for nothing, who formed it even to be inhabited. Isaiah 45:18. Jehovah prepared the earth to be inhabited by humans who were to look after the earth and all the creatures on it. But was that the only purpose in Jehovah's creating humans? To be caretakers? Paragraph 4. Question. What would have made human life satisfying? No, there was a loftier purpose. The first man, Adam, had a meaningful relationship with Jehovah. Adam could communicate directly with the Creator. He could both listen to what God told him and express to Jehovah what he thought. Therefore, Adam and his wife Eve had a grand opportunity to get to know Jehovah better and develop a deeper relationship with him. Knowing Jehovah and imitating him would have made their lives satisfying, for he is the happy God. 1 Timothy 1:11. As the God who furnishes us all things richly for our enjoyment, Jehovah put the first man in a paradise called the Garden of Eden, with the prospect of living forever. 1 Timothy 6:17. Paragraphs 5 and 6. Question. What is your view of everlasting life, and why? Forever? You may brush aside the thought of everlasting life as absurd, but is it? Scientists believe that they now have insight into what causes the aging of cells. Bits of genetic material called telomeres, which cap the ends of chromosomes, grow shorter every time a cell divides. After 50 to 100 cell divisions, telomeres wear out, and most cells stop dividing. Recent scientific findings, however, indicate that with the help of an enzyme called telomerase, human cells can continue dividing indefinitely. Although this finding does not mean that Jehovah makes everlasting life possible through this particular enzyme, it does indicate one thing. The thought of everlasting life is not absurd. Yes, the Bible account showing that the first human couple were created to live forever is believable. Humans were to grow in their relationship with Jehovah to time indefinite. They were to build a strong bond with their Heavenly Father, being fully aware of His purpose for humans on earth and accomplishing it. Their lives were not to be drudgery. Adam and Eve had the wonderful prospect of filling the earth with happy, perfect offspring. They would have had fulfilling and meaningful work to do forever. That would indeed have been a satisfying life.